Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. Putata, putata. And it shouldn't black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground. Durant Sean.
And welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter. Man in the Street, Chapter 7, Verse 10, that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. For those who are on Blog Talk Radio via Emax Radio, you can call in at 646-478-0944. I will get to that 216-804 number shortly. Let me just give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one. You get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, notebook for all information that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct, 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind. You can always call back or press one. And if you say, I want to add a little bit more to the conversation, that's what you can do also. Now, top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. I have to do that now because no matter what, I won't get a chance to do it later on once the phone calls start coming in. So number 10, debuting the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame event. More on that in just a little while. Number 9, moving up, Lawrence Daniel Caswell. He was at Happy Dog last Friday, spinning vinyl off of West 58th in Detroit. Usually it's the LDC ad. That's usually what he does, spins music. Number 8, moving up, Speak Up Poetry at Cleveland State University last Friday with free food. Number 7, because how busy they stay, Black House Sounds. Number 6, debuting Big Stone concert. Big Stone the Butcher, wow, he helped raise $51,000 for a school system in Ohio, and that was real nice. Number 4, moving up, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More on that in just a little while. Number 2, debuting, because of the sheer mass of people, the guests, and all of that, Comic Con, the Wizard Comic Con convention with guests, and that was at the new convention center downtown, Public Square, well, right off Public Square, but in Cleveland, downtown Cleveland. I shouldn't say Public Square because it's like 2 blocks away from there. And the number 1 event for 2 weeks in a row, IX Center, the 2018 Cleveland Auto Show, had so many guests, Cavs players and others, all the people who came through. If that isn't a big entertainment event, I don't even know what is. With that being said, I'm going to let people know that the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15415 Kipling off of Ivanhoe, 44110 between East 752nd, St. Clair, and Euclid Avenue, the number 1 bus, the number 37 bus, passed by the East 752nd and St. Clair intersection. But if you get the 28 and get off on Euclid Avenue, it's a longer walk. You're just being warned. And anyway, the meeting starts at 7:15. There will be a special showing of Refuse Fascism, talk that we think is very deep, talking about the whole Trump-Pence regime. Also, before that meeting, if you come at 6 p.m., you will get a chance to at least go over things with the juvenile justice facility and all of that. So with that being said, I'm going to also say for those people who are thinking about submitting anything, you can send it in to emaxxradio@gmail.com. And also tomorrow is the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show on voiceradio.com. On a Tuesday, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, special guests will be CUTT as well as Hurricane Bang. So I'm going to the first number here is 216-400. 216-400, how you doing out there?
Oh, doing fine, Mr. Porter. And just going to tell you, I'm still thinking about Black history. And I'm still hearing the song play over and over again, "We Shall Overcome Someday." And I'm also thanking Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and Reverend Jesse Jackson, who was running for president of the United States. We can say that those are the ones that helped pave the way for Barack Obama, who became the president of the United States of America. And that is something that we can be proud of. I know that we had a lot of people in Black history that did a lot of things, but these are the ones that have, I would say, come out on top of the others and what they built. And now, you can say now, anyone can say, if they want to, regardless of race, color, or creed, I am running for the president of the United States of America. And thank you, Mr. Porter, and keep up the good work. We had a positive workshop, and I'm sure we're going to have many more. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. And thank you as well. And you know something, as you hold the line before I go to 216-702, I would like to bring up the fact that if I can read the names, I should tell people to write things clearly, but we'll work it out as best as possible. You know, we had the Hip Hop Workshop episode number 189 the past Saturday at Cleveland State University, where you had Mama Porter there, Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven, who did an excellent hip-hop workshop news, had a strong performance. I mean, it was all on point. You also had from his company, 1008 Vision, the president, Janine, DJ Dollar Rock, was the DJ who, man, he took it back some. A couple of things that we got a chance to play film-wise, that Tribal War Cry video, This Is It, the legend of Michael Jackson. We also had Mr. Milligrand, who led the Flowmasters special power cipher featuring Eric Scratch Paper Wilson, who had come through, and Eric Wilson also on Flowmasters. He did a song called Countdown. You had Swab Gotti in the house. You also had Shakim Shabazz. We will talk about that brother because I've worked with him since Spitboxer days, and he has an event coming up. We also had Big E, the performance champion from Down Solid Entertainment. This brother came in, a.k.a. Mr. Man is his new name now. You did also have none other than Brig, Brother Greg, a.k.a. Brother Nameless. Get to that in just a little while. Gabe Abram, Dantez Taylor, from the Black House Sound Open Mic. She always comes and fixes food. Well, this time, she didn't have to. She can do that at the open mic for Black House Sounds. Kim R. came in. Anti had a strong performance. You also had Reverend Pamela Pinkney and Butts, MC Derek, Andre James, Larry H. Gardner, who came in from Headlines and Headaches on voiceofradio.com. I believe his show comes on Mondays, 5 to 7 p.m. He spoke about when you are going to stand up for your rights or somebody does something wrong to you, how you go about getting the information. You go to everyone from pastors to council people, even if you have to go to Cuyahoga County council people, find out the truth. Go to the people who are, quote-unquote, over the supervisors. Like, go to corporate and how he was able to resolve a problem, and he let us know how he did that from start to finish. We also had Brother Da Vinci, Xavier Willis, who came through and did a nice, nice track for us. You also had James, Warren McGraw, Ephraim Abdullah, who spoke about a few things that he's got lined up alongside Sister Alanda from, she's from, if I'm not mistaken, Iced Out Productions. Ephraim Abdullah is from Cleveland Rise and also the East Cleveland Chamber of Commerce. Almighty FX, it was his CD release, and he did some things live a cappella so you could hear his lyrics. Carl Powers III, the host of Black House Sounds Open Mic. That brother did a couple of songs, Classic, Delete, Obsolete, and a new song, Bankroll. You also had there Steven Jackson, Tammy, Big Twan, Malik Fazl from LFTG Live from the Garage. This brother just came to support the workshop. Like he said, he didn't come to perform. He just wanted to come through, support. And how many people are not that, what have you? In other words, it takes a lot to be unselfish, to go someplace. No, you're not going to get on the mic, or you might not have any material prepared for that. But before he went to the OPN benefit later on, he just stopped through, as my man Joseph Motley Jr. would say, to pay homage and show respect. Now, that says a lot. And like I was saying, you had Imelda Harrison, Rashida Weaver, Swab, Gotti's wife, got up there. She brought in Summer Weaver, but she was part of the Flowmaster Cypher at the event. Now, like I said before, you had so many people, including Silverbee's Edutainment Royalty Roundtable. Nameless, as promised on last Monday's show, came there, and he specifically was asking about sending out his regard to my brother and all of this, Joseph Motley Jr., which was powerful indeed. And he came and he spoke about white people needing to change and give true freedom to black people. He's atoning, and it was very interesting, sobering for me when that brother got up there and said that when he was coming around, it was 2 years ago when he came to the workshop. He didn't realize he was a borderline racist, and that he said Brother Al Porter laid hands on him and with the love of Jesus Christ, and it caused him to have a big change in his heart. So all I can say is you don't know what you're doing, but that's all I can say. Major Taps gave an Iron Man show. Don't ask. He had on an Iron Man mask. I had on my Black Panther shirt, Joker's hat, and Major Taps' mom did fix lasagna, vegetable lasagna. So I just wanted to say you never know what you might be doing or the example that you might be set. Before I go to 216-609, I'm going to go to 216-702. The 216-702, they might be upset because I even had a hip hop workshop at Cleveland State University. What's on your mind, 216-702?
What's up, Al?
Hey,
hello?
I'm doing well. What about you? Yes, you hear me?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I hear you now.
Good. All right. What's happening with you?
Well, let me tell you about this call to action about this ban on assault rifles. It's a coalition of activists, ministers, concerned citizens, and students is going down March 12, 2018. That's a Monday. People need to arrive between the times of 5:30 and 5:45 so that they can be there at the start time, which is 6. It's going to be at the Frank J. Lauchey State Office Building, 615 West Superior Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. The theme is Keeping Cuyahoga County Children Safe. This is sponsored by the Urban Educational Justice League, the Inner City Republican Movement, Cleveland Clergy, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Hip Hop Workshop, Black Men Army, Greater Cleveland Voter Alliance, NAACP Cleveland Branch, National Congress of Black Women Greater Cleveland Chapter, Jobs with Justice Cleveland, 1008 Vision, and Urban Survival. If you got any questions, please contact Donna Brown, 216-702-1207, or Al Porter Jr., 216-804-7462. And this is a rain or shine event. Now, let me go into a little bit, get a little bit further of what's going on here.
Okay.
With it being a call to action, this is an inform, empower, and reassure the children that the adults in the city of Cleveland, which lies within Cuyahoga County, is reacting to them walking out of school because they don't feel safe. And I agree with the kids. Part of their uniform shouldn't be to get a bulletproof vest and see if they can eBay them a bulletproof helmet. Because assault rifles, they are a rapid-firing, magazine-fed, automatic rifle designed for infantry use. Now, people say, well, what is infantry use? Infantry use are soldiers that are marching or fighting on foot. They're called foot soldiers. Infantry is a branch in the army that engages in military combat on foot, distinguished from the cavalry, the artillery, and tanks force. And then you say, well,
wow,
what is the military? The military is the armed force of a country. Now, I broke all that down to you because, see, being a Republican, I don't want nobody to think that I'm trying to take any of their Second Amendment rights. But at some point, as the adults in the village, and I go back to the village, we have to let the children know in order to make a change in the village, you have to use democracy. So that means these state legislators and state representatives that we got representing us in Cleveland, we have to hold them to the fire. They got a Senate bill coming out. It's called Senate Bill 260. Where they're going to start having a database for assault rifles that are sold at these gun shows. So no more 15 guns going to somebody with an expired ID, and then they go sell them and it hits the streets, and the next thing you know, we got a tragedy. This call to action is not about being reactive to Florida, but being proactive to Cuyahoga County children being safe in school. Because, see, they have the human right to be able to go to school, sit in class, and not wonder whether or not one of their classmates going to come back shooting them after going to the bathroom with an assault rifle.
Wow. I thank you so much for that information. I'll be bringing it up a couple of places tomorrow. I'll be talking to my Black House Sounds group members tomorrow evening. Probably put it on the radio tomorrow evening on my radio format program. And like you say, it is an important thing that we definitely need to talk about, because that was one of the things that was brought up in, I will say, Boys to Men program at Shaw, definitely talking about violence and just gun violence in particular that could even come around to Shaw. So it's a lot of foresight, and I want to thank you for calling in about that.
Definitely, brother. And also, I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Art McCoy, because, you know, sometimes being a black leader is hard to lead when so few come.
I mean, it
is. Such a serious tragedy far as Alana DeVries' killer hopefully sentenced to the death sentence. But I want him to know I was proud to be there. I was happy to have my mother there and when I had to leave. And it was truly an honor being able to stand there with you, Mr. Hayes, Mrs. Hayes, you know, Alvin, a few other stragglers that came in. You know what I'm saying? It was an honor because even though everybody else is keeping their mouths closed and acting like, you know, they days and years is just moving on, there still was a baby that was brutally molested and killed. You know what I'm saying? And it took a lot you know, Art to say, well, you know what? We want him to die when for so many years we said we was against the death penalty. But everything has an exception to the rule. And I truly appreciate Art being the professor of common sense, letting us know that Christopher Whitaker was an exception to the rule, and anybody else that's like him gonna be an exception to that death sentence rule. When it comes to our elderly being abused and our children.
You're right on target with that. I got to get into that subject as well, and I just want to say I thank you, and we will be seeing you next week on Public Square.
I'll be there.
I know that, and we'll be there on time. Thank you as you hold the line. I can say I appreciate that. Oh, wow. Okay, 216-609 and the 765 area code 274. Please let not that be a bill collector. That's what happens when you use your phone numbers here and there. But I need to be real quick. This will be like maybe 2.5 minutes for the 16-foot stepladder for the soapbox, because she was right. I don't have to say anything else more that, you know, this morning, Christopher Whitaker, you know, he murdered, stalked, raped, brutalized 14-year-old Alana DeVries, and that happened early last year. Now, the date for his sentencing has been moved back for a couple of weeks. We'll be back on that date. But in the meantime, I want to thank people who showed up. Just like she said, if you have BBCI, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Black Man's Army, and the City Republican Movement, Sandria Davis, Darlene Gibbs, Samaria Rice, Tamir's mom, even passed through. And then you had Larry H. Gardner from VoiceOfRadio.com. Man, he's been busy this past weekend. And he put it out on Facebook Live, and that was the clear message. You know, Whitaker's defense was he was a nice guy who got some bad crack. All right, nice guy. The message was you got to die. And we did have a makeshift electric chair. Now, my thing is like this. Even when Art said, hey, sit in the chair, I do not think I look like Christopher Whitaker, but that's beside the point. I had to think about it. What kind of nice person stalks, follows, murders, dismembers, rapes, and all of that? Now, my message to take this where it is, let's just be clear cut on this. If you're a dope fiend or drunk, get help. Take the damn bus. Drive for treatment. Domestic violence, you admit it, go get some help. If you're a pervert and you know you're going to rape somebody, you're thinking about it, go get some damn help. Go to Murders H. Taylor or the St. Vincent Mental Department or even Metro Health Hospital. Don't wait till you're in front of a judge or a prosecutor or after you commit a crime and then you cry and beg for mercy. Stop before you start. You know, and as I sat in the makeshift chair, you know, I'm sure there are some people, like maybe some Mayor Jackson supporters or even Trump supporters or some people from the police union who would have been glad to see me in that chair. I have to digress and say that as I take responsibility for me, myself, and I, yes, I've been a drunk at one point. I've been high. I've been angry. I mistreated people, mistreated women, stayed angry, wasn't even ready to even think about wasn't even really ready to think about girlfriend or a woman because I was angry all the time, even recently. But guess what? Any one of us in that position, damn it, you have to take some responsibility and change, period. No excuses, because if I go out there and do the wrong thing, guess what? I should suffer. That's it. I just should. And as I go to the 216-609 phone line, I guess I should put out there that if you choose, since I said he's coming on the show tomorrow, you can go to Facebook and look up Champagne Bang or the official Hurricane Bang website. You can also look for different music videos, such as you can check out my brother in all of this, Joseph Motley Jr., that's J-R, period, on Facebook, or just Joseph Motley, M-O-T-L-E-Y, Jr., on YouTube. You can also check out, and I'm just saying it so you can catch it, your Facebook or YouTube, as well, like I said, the Joseph Motley Jr., you can Facebook Black Man's Army, Black Man Army, Man-to-Man program, or Facebook Black House Sound Open Mic. So there are a lot of different choices. We're going to go to 216-609. They're probably upset because I talk too much about taking responsibility. 216-609, what's on your mind?
Mr. Porter, the sheriff in the building. How's it going? Blackout Sound, Joe Legacy. I'm just calling on in. The last caller made a lot of sense about paying attention to the environment. Also understanding that it's a new game and a new game plan, and lazy do not fit in it. So if you do not do nothing for yourself, if you don't get up for yourself, if you don't speak up for yourself, nothing will happen. You will stay in the same complaining mode that we all stay in as Black people, white people, all people. It's not just one race. We all come from one race. And just last year, I really understood that every man comes from a Black man. So when we think about the people that's in power and that have power, they're your family. Now, how is Donald Trump your family? Can I explain that? No, I can't. What? But I can tell you, if you look up history, you will see that every human being comes from the Black man. And I'm so happy to be Black, and I'm Black and I'm proud. For everybody that came out and supported us in February, I have to show nothing but love and shout outs. But we have a show coming up that's not open mic. It have nothing to do with that. And that will be the 5th. That's the month. So that will be May 12th. 2018, we looking for people with conscious music, long as it don't cuss and it's a message to it. We looking for artists that will want to come to rehearsal and try to really develop their skill for that day. So I'm going to say it again, it will be May the 12th, 2008, and in the few weeks from now, I will give you all information on that, but we're looking for people to come to our office space and do some auditions to see who wants to be in that show. Like the last caller that talked, you have to do something. You can't keep sitting there and criticizing Porter, criticizing Art McCoy, criticizing her that just talked on how they not getting the message out there. If you think you can get the message out there, come to rehearsal. Come and put your body there. Do something. Don't talk about the next man. Be the next man. Be the next woman. Blackout Sound. We make real Cleveland music. Joe Legacy, I'm out.
Man, I appreciate that strong message right there. It goes on hold, and I'm looking at, okay, I know I have a 765 area code 274 and a 216703, so you both will get a chance to speak. I'm flipping a quarter to see which subject to go to. And since he brought up a couple of things, I'm just going to use the 4-foot step ladder for this soapbox because it's not really saying a lot, but it's saying a lot. I want to thank Queen Dot, Queen Dolores Gray, who, as well as MC Derek, who joined Black House Sound members Joseph Motley Jr. and Sheriff Kilroy as we were at the Rock Hall's Black Hack Central Alt Delete Music Technology Networking event with free food. Oh, you missed it. Darn, I tried to tell you about it. Anyway, you had Mario Harrison, a.k.a. Rio, and Christian Graves, who represented USICCO, a.k.a. Undiscovered Music and Currency, on panel, who they talked about listening and learning. Archie Green, he said depression will kill you, and he's like, he's grateful for everything. When asked by Man in the Street about Scarface speaking on depression, just like Archie Green has done recently, and everybody forgetting that message, Archie Green said that his Peel the Layers Back, the Peel the Layers Back initiative, you can look it up online, you'll find it, that it's pushing things forward and the subject forward. Also, he gave a shout-out about how his fiance believed in his dream and worked to support him in his dream, even when he quit his job. Wow. We also saw Anita Tobin, who was there in the audience, but also another person who was there was Brandon Armstrong from East Cleveland, who created the studio set. And he was on the Steve Harvey show. Steve Harvey had given him $50,000 for his business. And he said networking is net worth. Again, network is net worth. And to be an entrepreneur, you must have stamina, and failure is a part of success. When asked what should be done about East Cleveland and what should East Cleveland do to survive from Man in the Street, he just simply said, fix the potholes, and leaders must show that anything's possible, even learning and listening. Now, you also had host Lawrence Lemon and Alonzo Edmundo, DJ Red Eye, giving her a shout out because on Facebook you can look up Britney's Record Shop. And Black House Sounds Joe Legacy got them all committed to come speak at Boys to Men. And so that was an excellent event in itself. Before I go to the 765 area code, like I say, if I don't give information, you all just jump all on me. So since the last caller mentioned him, I will say the Art McCoy Radio Show is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM because they always show love to what it is that's being done. You can check out Kent and Angelica, Wednesdays at 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, also on WERE 1490 AM, or MC Chill Radio, which is Wednesdays, 9 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM, or for all three programs, that's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Let me go to this number that's bothering me a little bit. I'm going to see what's happening with the 765 area code 274. Man, what bill do you think I owe? 765. You're on.
Al Porter, man. You are just something else, man. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, man. What about you?
Man, I really can't complain, man. I want to say thank you for putting on the workshop, and man, and you really embody stamina, especially over the years. And I know I've said it before, but man, it's so hard. It's actually impossible to see that you actually have struggles because you keep your game face on, man. And that's just, I really appreciate that. I didn't get to tune in to the early part of the show, unfortunately. I spent some time today, man, really reflecting and praying over some of the things that Silver B said, man, and I'm really biting on this White Panther Party thing, man, and it's so I put together this mission statement, and I can read it over the air. It would take about 3.5 minutes, or I can just kick it over to you and let, you know, you and God work that out. I'm going to let you choose that. Do you want me to go for it?
Go for it, man. That'll be your time tonight. Go for it. What's on your mind?
Okay, fair enough. So the mission statement for this White Panther Party concept is, we are the White Panthers. We are a coat of many colors. We stand united by the blood of Jesus Christ shed for all mankind as one unit. We have come by the leading of the Holy Spirit to sound the trumpet for the Lion of Judah and call all lost tribes out of hiding into bold positions of leadership and action. We are not men, women, and children of war. Still, our kindness is not to be taken for weakness. We will not be your doormat. Though our defenses will provide a lethal and deadly solution to any and all who come to our doorsteps with evil intention toward our women, children, or our push for true equality in Jesus Christ, our mission will never be motivated by greed, pain, ridicule, murder, or violence of any kind, but of true love, humility, respect, equal opportunity, and coexistence in the name of the one and only Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. Our doors are open to all religious comers and nations alike. All ethnicities, all sexual orientations, all people of oppression of all shapes and sizes, backgrounds, and lifestyles will find open arms without condemnation from us. If Jesus Christ is your one and only Lord and Savior, and you have had enough of stereotypes that divide us, you are a White Panther. We express no political endorsements. We care nothing for the spoils of war, nor can we be bought. Our mission is to destroy the racial divide in Jesus' name and pass knowledge, wisdom, education, blessings, Christ-like love, and community among all humanity for all generations to come without judgment. We move in the spirit of unity in Jesus Christ, the only place true equality can be found. We will no longer be people written off and segregated by hate for advancing the agenda of our enemy. We are the forceful men, women, and children laying hold of the kingdom of God through the progressive discipleship of Jesus Christ, which is rapidly advancing. That kingdom is why we stand. That gospel is why we breathe. And that advance against the wiles of the enemy provides the worship space for the one true living God that brings about the equality for all our children and yours. We are not here to convert you. We are merely children unworthy to untie your shoes, passing through this world with a mighty torch and a mustard seed faith released upon a mountain that has been begging for a new address. What you believe is what you believe, but we are the drivers and the reclaimers of this generation in Jesus' name. We do not use the gospel of Jesus Christ to condemn anyone for their choices in life. We use the gospel of Jesus Christ to destroy the spirit of oppression that looms over our broken society to bring light to the world, reformation of culture, coupling transformation and unity to an otherwise badly fractured church body. We are not in any way or under any circumstance religious. The White Panthers have come to turn the tables in the marketplace. Mainstream music, arts, and media will be delivered into our hands through the uprising of our finest offerings to all mankind for the greater good of all humanity by God Himself as an act of love poured out on all people. We take the burden upon ourselves to carry our neighbor's shield and to be our brother's keeper. We are the future of discipleship in Jesus Christ. We are the White Panthers.
You know, I could say all kinds of things, either pro, con, what have you, but when you came to the workshop the way you did, and we did mention you earlier, and also it should be noted that a lot of times when it came down to it, there's been one person who always mentions your name, and I spoke about it, and she was on the show earlier, and you get a chance to listen back on replay. General Donna Walker Brown. One thing that we all knew was that, yeah. So when you said in the vehicle last Saturday evening that you pulled out and wore it proudly, that particular shirt, and I looked online and found, you know, a couple of photos that I'd taken in those shirts. All I could say is, Brother Nameless, Greg,
keep going with what you're – we will be talking about a few things here and there. We got to do that. But I just wanted to say I thank you for calling in.
Yes, sir. I'll be seeing you again real soon, buddy.
No problem. Thank you. And God bless you. As he holds the line, before I go to the 216-703, I have to do this one. I just have to because of what was brought out. A few things that have come to my mind that I better deal with right now before I go to the next phone caller is that I can't stop this particular thing. And the reason that the Black Panther Party, Revolutionary Party, was so important was the revolutionary things that they did as far as health care, reaching and teaching the young people and even putting together and feeding the youth. Now, there are two ways I can look at things. I could go way back in the past. I could start from where I am now. Before I do anything else and go to the phone call, this should only take maybe 2 to 2.5 minutes, tops. I just want to say, because it's on my mind, the goal there is that we did have, and it was brought up from one of my earlier phone callers, we had something called the Boys to Men program at Shaw High. Shaw High, done from Coach Brown, legendary coach, Principal Davis, a 10-foot step ladder for this soapbox, Black House Sounds, Joseph Motley Jr., teachers a Panther movie, The Utopia, being Wakanda. Wakanda, well, they were concerned about colonizers coming in. Who are colonizers? Well, if you go back, I'm just giving you brief outlines so you can look it up for yourself. But Ethiopia, real name Kush. So if you're looking at Kush, the real name, K-U-S-H, yep, people have perverted it into something else. But let's go back to what the real name of it was. We're not talking about any sacks of anything. And actually, Garden of Eden. So when the Greeks arrived, well, the Greeks called us burnt faces. Interesting. Now, if the movie was talking about vibranium being the resource, then the real life is Africa's resources, gold, diamonds. If you look at Black Panther as a comic book character, Marvel Comics, fifth smartest man in the world. Now, wait, Timbuktu, first library in the world. Alexander the Great destroyed it. Jealousy, I guess, of people with burnt faces, what have you. Then in the comics and in film, Eric Killmonger, he just couldn't let it go, and I'm not going to spoil the film. And if the Sphinx, you know, nobody knew how it was built, but Napoleon, you know, he shot off the nose, the lips, to take away the blackness of it. Now, Wakanda, they didn't want outsiders in because they did not want the assimilation to begin. And when black people let their black businesses go, children refused to keep the businesses, black owners sold it. Well, you had Arabs, Indian, I'm talking about from India, not the indigenous people in America, Korean, Chinese, and even some whites took over the stores, and they sell us food that gives us diabetes, hypertension. Some of them might cook well, but I digress. Now, slavery in Africa was much different than slavery in America because if a tribe won the war or picked slaves, a lot of them could work off their servitude, get married, what have you, become a part of the tribe you were serving. Yeah, brutality existed. But the North American slave trade was brutality on steroids. So, you know, what I learned from that program was everybody can't be king. It takes courage to be king. Number two, it takes courage to be a king or a queen. Number two, outworking can beat a talented person all day, every day. And number three, the only time success comes before work is in the dictionary. And with the little time that was left on what was about to be started, for those who wonder, like I tell people, if you look at the Black Panther comic character that was created in 1965, introduced in July 1966, by October of 1966. So, you know, my thing is, if a movie's about a king who's loved by his people, I hear the complaints, and I got that. I mean, sure, one movie isn't going to make a difference. We have thousands going or hundreds of thousands going to see a movie, but nobody's coming to build a Black Wall Street or going to do something in the community, and that's all true. One movie won't make a dent, But for those people who are online critics, complainers, punk, trick, loud mouth heathens, what the hell are you doing? What have you done to reach out to young and old black people every day, at least one person? Now, you're getting quiet because we're going beyond typing out complaints. Now, if you have something going on, are you at least going out there and talking to gangbangers or wineheads to get them together? Have you spoke to youth to give them pride? If a movie causes people to at least begin to teach something or go over a subject in a class like that and cause people to think and have a better personification of themselves, then instead of complaining about it, why don't you hustle to that movie and go to reach more people? That's just a thought. 216703, what you got to say?
Mr. Porter, how you doing and how everybody else out there doing? It's Black House Sounds on Hurricane Bang, man. How you feeling, man?
Oh, man, I'm feeling great because I think, if I'm not mistaken, you are the same Hurricane Bang that will be a voice at radio tomorrow on the Hip Hop Workshop
definitely.
Radio program. Okay, gotcha.
Yes,
gotcha.
Definitely. I will definitely be on the Hip Hop Workshop Radio program tomorrow exclusively with Mr. Porter. Man, if you want to call in and talk to me, man, and ask me anything exclusively, man, I'm down to hear what my fans and what the people have to say. You know, I haven't really been in the public eye as far as all the shows that Black House Sound has been doing, all the other things that we all doing as far as individuals and collectively as a group. But I just want y'all all to know that no matter if you see me, if you see Mr. Powers, if you see the sheriff, or you see Mr. Joseph Motley Jr., we all represent all of us, and we all are Black House Sound, man. So just know, you might not see me as much, but I know y'all be hearing me.
Right.
Definitely.
That is so true.
I just want to say, by that, be saying that, go ahead and go on YouTube or either go on Facebook or either go on Joseph Motley Jr. page and check out my single, Motivation. Man, I guarantee you, if you're going through anything in life, man, it would definitely motivate you to go do it. I guarantee you, it's going to definitely put an effect on your mind and on your soul, because when I made that song, that's the effect that I wanted to have on people when I made that. Also, I know you guys always tune in to Joseph Motley Jr. page when he drops something on YouTube. I know you guys have heard the new single, A1, with me and Joseph Motley Jr. Go ahead, check that out. And, oh, man, didn't Ronnie B just drop like a compilation type, Wu-Tang type, hip-hop type, just throw it at him, man, lyrics?
Yeah.
Called Deep Enough?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he
did. You know, who's on that track? Who's on that track? We got Mr. Ronnie B of 1008 Vision. We have Hurricane Bang. We have Mr. Powers. We have yourself, Mr. Man in the Streets, Cheryl Kilroy, and, of course, Mr. Joseph Motley Jr., the founder of Black House Sound. And, man, that song right there just doing real good, man. And if you haven't checked it out, go and check it out, man. It's a very good song. It's a little long, but I guarantee you, if you like bars and you like substance and you like consciousness, you're definitely going to like that song.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I know
definitely.
I do. I know I do.
Oh, man.
I appreciate
it's
that.
It's really a banger.
Right.
It's really a banger, man. Like, the production on that track was just so nasty, man. I was just like, oh, my goodness. And then the way Ronnie B just set the tone, man, it just had everybody else just fall in line like a domino effect, man. I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Man, and you know what? Also, I want to say, if you want to get at me on Facebook, I'm on Facebook at Champagne Bang. If I'm on Instagram, I'm on Instagram also as HurricaneBane/5950. I got an official music page on Facebook. It's called the official Hurricane Bang Underrated Music Page. Like I always say, and I know I haven't been on here in a little minute too, but you guys got to understand, I do a lot of stuff that people don't know that I'm doing, man. I got a lot of stuff going on, man. You know, it really, exclusively just for this show, I am actually working on a whole nother project right now as I'm working on these songs and the stuff that I do with Black House. So, you know, just know that 2018 is going to be the year for Black House Sounds. I don't care if it's me. Oh, yeah. I don't care if it's Mr. Porter. I don't care if it's Mr. Powers. I don't care if it's Joseph Miley Jr. And it might not just be with music, but guarantee 2018 is the year for Black House Sound. Believe it. You're going to hear us,
Amen.
And we're going to make sure you do. And I just want to give a shout-out to everybody that called in. Man, you know, mm-hmm. It's crazy because for the first time, you know, let me just say this one time, Mr. Porter, one time. There were so many people calling in to the line today. I literally had to call four times to get into the line. Ouch. I was looking at my phone like, am I dialing the right number? Like, what is going on? Like, I can't get in. Man, the ratings, I know, is going off the roof, man. I know a lot of more people are getting hip to what we're doing, man. And we're just blessed, man. And everybody that calls in and listens, whether you comment or say something or you just listen, we're all blessed, man. And we all know that we love your support and we greatly appreciate it. And we're going to keep giving it to y'all, man.
And thank you for that. Yes, we
definitely
will.
Definitely, man.
Thank you so much,
you
man.
You know, as always, man, Hurricane Bang, I'm out.
I feel you. I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, before I even play something from Black House Sounds, I just want to let people know, if you choose, you can Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can also, if you choose, check out a Facebook or blog talk, D Gambit Radio. You can also Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. Let them know where you heard it from because they have supported us, and you got to support those who support you. I also want to at least take, let me run this down real quick, about 2 minutes to get all three of these things out and let people know that last Saturday night, the OPN fundraiser benefit concert to keep the OPN Community Center open, well, it was supposed to be at Urban Joe Cafe or Urban Joe Coffee and Cafe, but the place owned by Joe Little of the legendary Rude Boys, it was supposed to open, I believe, March 1st, but it's behind in its opening schedule. So the event was held at the OPN Center instead. I want to thank Joe Little because what he did to make up for certain things, he would have been selling things at his other place. What he did was he bought pizza and water and said, hey, folks, might as well have it. Now, the band Dub Flex Legends, they perform Black House Sounds live from the garage. My brother Malik gave a strong performance. I would like to say that you also had East Cleveland Councilman Ern Smith. Of course he was going to be there. He appreciated every Flame Radio's Big Squeeze was the DJ and said he didn't really pay attention that people would be performing. But I was thankful that he thanked Al Porter Jr. for giving him the first chance to ever perform in his career, and he'd be forever grateful. Ballhead Fred, a.k.a. Fred G, was there. Larry H. Gardner. I also want to put out there that the OPN radio show is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. And while I'm looking at it, I think I'll tell people that Thursday, March the 8th, 4:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, it's the International Women's Day March Cleveland, where they will march at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time this Thursday to Old Stone Church, 216-659-0473. Free stamp, Willett Park, East 9th Street, Lakeside is where it will begin. Negro Women's National Council, Carl Stokes Brigade, 100 Black Women of Cuyahoga County, Cuyahoga County Progressive Caucus, Peace Action, Peace in the Hood, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Peace in the Hood, Organize Ohio, Imperial Women Coalition, National Congress of Black Women, Badass Teachers, Organize Ohio, Northeast Ohio, Black Health Coalition, the Black Health Coalition, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Cuyahoga County Democratic Women's Caucus, Man in the Street, and Don Bryant. Those last two will be speaking. So with that being said, maybe what I'll do is go on and throw on something that we can hear. I just want to say, hey, I appreciate everything, and I'll be right back after this.
Just before I turn around, yes, you remind us. Yes, you remind us. Yes, you remind us. Yes, you remind us. Remind us. Just before I turn around, yes, you remind us. Yes, you remind us. Yes, you remind us. Yes, you remind us. How many folks ain't saw a thing? One day you're here till you're gone, the next day they don't know your name. You steady falling and you out of reach. The bullets ricochet, they left you dying in these Cleveland streets. They say you brain dead, they bought the bullet machine. And since you was a Christian, God intervened. 6 months later, living to the extreme. You want retaliation, that's on everything. You gon' get them jokers back to them jokers. Dramatized in your mind, keep having all these crazy dreams. You feeling like your manhood went down the drain. You stalking every spot that they at in a perfect lane. Waiting for the perfect target to wanna shoot. In your mind, you're paralyzed and you don't know what to do. You realize God, he gave you a second chance. And if you pull the trigger, would you live the dirty death? Even on Friday, the old man told the truth. You walk away, you live another day, and that's the truth. I never saw a man cry. And two, I saw a man die. And two, I saw a man die.
Some people march, others wonder why police have whole hearts. Police violence, it ain't start today. Years ago, James Rhodes was blown away. Decades before, we lost Brandon McLeod. Families cry, neighborhoods get loud. Ask the police what they shooting for. Should've learned from her riots years before. Push the people down, they gon' push hard back. Take it as a threat, take it as a fact. Black police, aka the Black Shield. Let me break it down, tell you how I feel. Black Shield, Black Police Organization. In the Steve Loomis, y'all scared to face it. The union head of CPPA, Crybaby Loomis, racist things he say. To the family who lost a loved one, you don't care what ignorant word does. Wish cops could feel family tears. Like Tim, Melissa, Tanisha, Tamir.
Some people reaping what they sow, and it's an unsolved mystery. The chapter in your life becomes untold. Some people need to learn a lesson. When you walk the city streets, every step you take, you must learn to count your blessings. But there's a lot of deep depression. Crooked humans keep a beat for thirsty lives on their radar, so they steady flexing. So let me tell you the real truth on the mistaken identity. The cops have no use when your life is in danger. There ain't no need to make a report, cause the cops only resort is the only thing to see your corpse. So I gotta set a trend to prevent that bullet torch. Any badge is the devil's weapon without the pitchfork. And if I gotta keep it real just to keep myself alive, I don't gotta justify when I see a family cry. Long as I got some men upstairs watching over all sides. When it's my time to die, I hope my journey gets a vibe.
Yeah, really like that song. Some strong messages in that one. Wow. That was from, if I'm not mistaken, Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy. That was like the third I will say solo release. I would like to stop and say that next week, got to really talk about some things. I want to thank Danielle Woods. I really want to say I've been very enlightened. We'll be talking next week about Habitat for Humanity, as well as some things that happened and was part of that, I will say, car show that happened. Yep, I can talk about it next week. One of the people that I know was able to shoot a video. Give you a hint. Danielle held the camera. A certain artist was in it, and my brother Joseph Motley Jr. has some good fun things to edit. So, but I'm that under wraps for right now. I'm very proud to do a lot of what I do, and as I head out of here, I want to let people know that Friday, March the 9th, Fat Boy Family and Friends present D'Angelo and Gifted, I believe coming from out of, they said, Clarksville, Tennessee, to Greater New Canaan Baptist Church, 8324 Cedar Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. Free, secure parking. And so that sounds real nice in itself. As I work my way back through, that'll be very interesting. Oh, yeah, Clevelanders for public transit, no rate hike, services cut rally, no services cut. That'll be Public Square, March the 12th, 2018, 6 p.m. Already know where I'll be. Know I'll be at the State Building at 5:30 p.m., and you can keep watch because a lot of other people on, hey, the Call to Action Ban Assault Rifles Coalition of Activists, Ministers, Citizens, Students, and others, that's on March 12th, 2018, 5:30 p.m., and that is the State Office Building, 615 West Superior Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. And as I go to leave out real quick, I just want to, number one, thank everybody who tuned in. It's not my work. It's just God allows me to be in the right place at the right. I'm going to say the one thing that I've learned to keep me from being, once again, it's self-awareness. And when you recognize you're doing something wrong, no matter what some people might think, sometimes you have to shut certain things down. So if I know that I'm getting a little bit too tired, because that happens, because you work long hours, you just do. And some things that people don't understand or overstand, it's kind of like this. If you have, you heard the name mentioned a lot, right? So you have, I'll use him as an example. You have my brother Joseph Motley Jr., teacher's aide, gotcha. He deals with youth all day. Then he has to come home and deal with being like the person in charge of the music, the mix downs and all of that, right? Then he has to deal with rapping and learning his lyrics. Then he has to deal with different people's reactions. You don't think the brother gets tired sometimes? No. You wonder why he stays so grounded in faith and a few other things. I got that. Now, if you look at me and you say, okay, if you don't work, you don't eat. So if I work long hours, all right? Unfortunately for some people, if I'm going over lyrics and I'm learning things to get things together, driving everything else, let's look at the fact that at 2 or 3 in the morning, when maybe I'm supposed to be getting sleep before I get up to go to work, my number is public because right now I'm not complaining. You get what you sign up for. So if I'm the, I will say, president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, if somebody has a problem out there, guess what? It's an emergency to them. So they're going to call at 3:30 in the morning, 3:45 in the morning. My baby been knocked upside the head by the police. Somebody robbed somebody. My child's missing, which causes me in turn to have to go and get other people together to see if who's going to search for who needs that information or what. So sometimes I'm not being short with people upset. It's that sometimes I do need that peace and tranquility to get my mind right so that I can function, work, be over a group, do the right music, memorize and do lyrics. So the thing is, people know your levels, and if you're around somebody and they're going through some things, just say, I got you, and let them handle things the best way, because you have to be more responsible with what it is you do, and it's not my fault if what I do is not taken into consideration. It's a choice that I made, so it's up to me how I react to the situation. Not what I do. It's my fault if I react wrong. And it's my fault if I take that out on somebody else the wrong way instead of getting my mind right. Just like everybody, if you have something that's causing you to have a trigger, take care of yourself and your needs and get yourself together so your bad day won't become somebody else's bad day. If you don't do that, then you're not doing what's spiritual and what's right. I believe the reason this show is successful and a lot of other things is because I do my best to live right and be right. With that being said, pray for each other, look out for each other, work with each other, support each other. We'll see you at different events. Peace.